going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. Don't forget, facial aesthetics. Jamie, taking the girls. It is all girls, right?
Yeah.
All ladies?
Yep. Yeah. It is all okay. Ladies. This is girls' night out. I mean, I'm sure if you're a guy, you could go, like, if you want
to. Yeah, it just dawned on me.
Yeah, we're calling it girls' night out, but I don't think legally we can say it's only girls, right? Isn't that a thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
I think you can. Screw the guys.
I know, but I mean, guys now get Botox, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know. We never even thought of that with the contest rules, did we?
No, we really didn't. That's fine.
All right, anybody can go.
Yeah,
anybody
can go. Just go to alice1059.com for you and a guest to join me tomorrow night. Again, it's alice1059.com. Go to the contest page, and you can click down on that and enter to join me tomorrow night.
It's all right. I want to play this Shannon Sharp audio, okay?
Okay.
All right, Shannon Sharp is a big deal here in Denver, Colorado, because he played for the Broncos, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a big name. He was a superstar here. And now this lawsuit has come forward where his ex-girlfriend is saying that he, sexually assaulted her. She wants $50 million to make it go away. All right, here's Shannon Sharp talking about this yesterday on one of the platforms out there.
To my family, friends, supporters, and colleagues, I want to speak to you directly and from the heart. This is a shakedown. I'm going to be open, transparent, and defend myself because this isn't right. This is all being orchestrated by Tony Busby, who has targeted Jay-Z. Tony Busby targets black men, and I believe he's going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty and play into every stereotype you could possibly imagine. Uh-oh. That video should actually be 10 minutes or so. Hey, Tony, instead of releasing your edit, put the whole video out. I don't have it, or I would myself. You know what happened, and you're trying to manipulate the media.
He says the truth will come out down the road. I don't know where this goes.
Wait. There's a 30-minute video or something?
He said 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yep. Yeah,
there's a video? Oh, this poor guy and girl.
Yeah.
Like, everybody on the planet are going to see both of them in action.
No.
This doesn't seem right at all.
It doesn't.
No.
It's not headed in the right direction,
no,
is it?
Like, no, like the most intimate moments of your life and the whole world's going to see it.
She's the one releasing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I understand.
And Shannon's obviously starring. He's got a starring role in this video. For some reason, here's what I don't understand. Okay, this incident that they're talking about, and I guess it's two or three. And if you've seen any of the text messages or voicemails that went back and forth between these two, they're out there, man. They had a swanky little thing going on between them. Okay, but here's what I don't understand. This happened in 2024, and into the beginning of this year is when all this happened. Why isn't she going to the police? This is not something from 25 or 30 years ago. This is just within the last 12 months. Why is it that $50 million settles everything?
Well,
and instead of going for a criminal action here.
Yeah, I don't have that answer, but I will tell you that they're saying that he offered her 10 already.
Yeah,
I saw that. And she turned it down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't turn that down.
$10 million?
Yeah.
But $50 million, that's the only thing that bothers me with this, is $50 million makes it all go away. But yet nobody's involved with a criminal accusation against him. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's right. Have no idea and really don't care.
Didn't one of the texts say, like, I'm going to choke you and kill you?
Yeah. Well, and it's a voicemail,
yeah,
too.
It's a voicemail. Oh,
he left a voicemail saying something like that, too, that I'm going to choke you. It doesn't say I'm going to kill you.
No.
Okay. It doesn't say that. Right. He just says he's going to choke her. Okay.
Some people are into that.
Yeah, I guess. These two are wacky, though. I got to tell you. This woman and he both are just wacky.
So, you know, remember when he accidentally had his phone on while he was in his bed? That's not her.
So that's a different.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's where she got really, really mad.
Yeah.
So that's when she got vindictive, because that's not her.
No.
That's another woman. And that's when she found out he'd been cheating on her.
Yeah, she was hurt by it.
Yeah.
I didn't read anything about that, but I just assumed it was TMZ, because that was like 2 years ago. And this lady, from what I understand, is fairly recent. Very recent. The lady that's filing the lawsuit right now, all these allegations coming out with is over the last...
It wasn't that long ago, that audio that we all heard.
No.
Yeah, so that...
It was prior to this, is all I'm saying.
Right, but it wasn't her. They've been dating and maybe even living together, and he was cheating on her.
Yeah, there could have been some overlap for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. So, I don't know what's going to happen with this thing, but it's in the news. It's everywhere. Tapes are getting released every single day.
I don't need to see them or hear them.
I read some of the texts this morning, Jamie. They are disgusting. I mean, absolutely. These two were wacky. They are out there.
Some people are into that, BJ. It might not be disgusting to some people.
It's disgusting.
Everyone's
to me.
Got a thing.
Yeah, right?
It was disgusting for me. I'll tell you that.
I mean, you know, people have different things.
Yeah, I guess. And Shannon Sharpe has different things, right? He was a heck of a football player, though.
Yeah, he was
good.
He was one heck of
a Bronco. Yep. He really was.
Yep.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Thunderstorms likely.
BJ and Jamie.
Way to go. Look what you've started, Jamie.
What'd I do? What?
I am not saying boobies in the commercial. Streaming?
Boobies.
Gaming?
Boobies.
Video calls?
Boobies.
I'm not saying boobies. It's booming.
I'm not the only one
that
thinks that.
Stop texting.
All the people that have heard it say you're saying boobies, and you are.
I'm not saying boobies.
That's on you.
Yep.
Just stop, people. See what you started.
I didn't start anything. You're the one that said it.
I got some good news for you.
Oh, great.
All right.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter. You know, the kid from Colorado up there at Buffalo Land. He won the Heisman Trophy. Big NFL draft tomorrow. Tomorrow night
is
the NFL draft, right?
Do we think he's going to go first?
I think he's going to go first.
Yeah.
I do. I think he may go first, yeah. First or second, his dad gets to attend.
Oh, was he in jail?
Wow, no way.
He's on probation.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Gun and drug charges.
Right,
yeah. He's on home confinement. But the court yesterday said... Yeah, go see your son be drafted.
Oh, that's good.
That is cool.
So your old dad gets to show up.
That is a feel-good story.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I'm glad about that.
Yeah, dad gets to go see his son get drafted into the NFL. It's in Green Bay.
Oh, okay.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. What a hellhole.
Yeah.
Yeah, too bad it's not somewhere nicer.
I know.
I mean, if
the guy finally gets out and he's got to go there, not like Florida or Hawaii.
Last year it was in Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh. Remember the big blowout in Vegas?
Yeah.
Now, dad, I'll bet you the judge only let him go because it's in Green Bay.
Yeah.
If they had been in Vegas, he wouldn't have let him go.
Yeah.
That's trouble.
You can't get in trouble in Green Bay.
So I thought of you all day yesterday, Jamie.
Ooh.
The more I saw this FDA red dye thing all day yesterday.
You've been screaming about this.
I've got a couple of takes on this, okay?
All right. Well, first of all, do you want to tell the story?
Well, I'm going to come back to it.
Oh,
we're going
to
come back to it because we don't have enough time now, okay?
All right.
So, but I did think of you because you've been screaming red dye for years.
Yeah.
Years on this show.
Well, it was because my son was like, I don't know, 3 years old, and I put him in a little t-shirt, a red t-shirt, and he broke out in, it looked like after I took that red t-shirt off, it looked like he was wearing it still. Because it was hives exactly where the shirt was on.
Yeah.
Well, it was a red dye.
You were onto something years ago.
Yeah.
Way before the FDA, right?
Boobies.
All right, we'll get to that. The FDA, red dye, all that, and other dyes too, all coming out of the food. We'll talk about it next.
BJ and Jamie.
We are also heard on the Odyssey app. You can download it for free. Put it on your phone. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. And you can hear the podcast there later on today too. A couple of things before we get to this FDA ruling yesterday with the dye. dyes in her food. First of all, big old game tonight at Ball Arena. It's huge. You got to win. You need to win.
Because they just lost, right?
Yeah, so it's, yours is a 1-1, and who knows, Landeskog might be back tonight.
No way. Yeah. Oh, I love that guy. Geez.
Wow. Landeskog's in game two.
So. Landeskog's the best, man. Yeah.
Timmy,
love that guy.
Timmy Landeskog.
Yeah. Landeskog.
Yeah.
He's a good dude, man. All right. Well, big game tonight down at Ball Arena. Second of all, the Pope, they've laid him out for thousands to see. They're all touring through the Vatican right now, taking a look at the Pope lying
you
there.
You said
in
he looked great.
Yeah, he looks great. Yep. He does look good. Now, the funeral, I don't know if I'm going to be up for the funeral because it's at 1:30 in the morning Saturday.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm going to make that or not. I may have to watch a replay.
If it was earlier, you were planning on it?
Yeah, I was planning on it. If it would be after 3:30, because I normally get up around 3:30, you know, not on the weekends, but normally. So I could make that, but 1:30, I don't know, man. That's going to be a tough one for the
Pope. I think it's going to be in Italian and you won't understand a lot of it.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's my guess. I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, the FDA yesterday, Jamie's been saying this for years, red dye is killing us. Well, the FDA yesterday said all the red dye and other dyes are coming out of the food chain. Here's what they said.
In January, the FDA banned red dye number 3. The new ban targets 6 more synthetic dyes and 2 food colorings, common ingredients found in cereals, candies, cakes, and even medicine. The measure authorizes 4 new natural color additives and fast-tracks the approval of others. A food dye trade group says, in part, color additives have been rigorously reviewed by global health authorities with no safety concerns. Despite common misconceptions, FD&C colors are approved and continue to be used worldwide.
I don't know if I want this to happen.
Well, it does give me a little bit of hope because they're saying they're going to find some natural colorings because it will be weird to have Cheetos not be orange.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And your Skittles.
Yeah. That'll
I mean,
be weird.
Are they all going to be beige?
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on with Skittles? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. My ding dongs. Don't touch the ding dongs. Well, whatever you do.
I don't think that color is, but maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what else is in the food, but they say it's going to affect sodas, candies, cakes,
well, have you ever
pastries.
Seen Orange Crush in Europe? It's clear.
No.
It's clear.
Oh,
no,
that I've never would seen trip it. Me out.
Yeah. So they don't use
it. Do you think it's going to taste different?
Nah, just dye doesn't taste.
Well, sometimes when you look at something, like for you, green beer.
Yeah.
Green beer tastes just like regular beer. Okay?
I don't drink it.
But you don't drink green beer because you don't like the color.
I don't.
Is the changing of the color of food going to make it taste, you know, in our minds, is it going to be different?
I'm sure with Cheetos, it's going to be weird.
I don't know, Jamie.
It's going to be weird.
I'm feeling sad. It's almost like one of those, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I get it.
And all of a sudden it hits and we're all like, whoa, no.
Well, again, they're coming out with some natural coloring. So
they're going to try to.
They're going
to
try.
We don't know if that's going to work.
It won't be quite as vibrant, my guess is. Yeah. Chemicals make everything a little more vibrant.
That's a big ruling.
Yeah, it is.
To get rid of all these dyes?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Yellow, 2 different colors of blue, 2 different colors of yellow, red, and then the other red, a green. Like, what's left? Everything's going to be black and white. Black, white, and beige. That's what we're going to eat.
That's all you're going to get.
I know.
That's crazy.
It is. But if you think about it, like, I mean, Cheetos, that is a ridiculous color. Right?
Yeah. How bright it is.
You know what? Yeah. Not only the Cheetos, get the Flaming Hots, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Those
are
things are really bright. Oh, man. And I love them. I love them.
Now they'll be beige.
Yeah. My Cheetos. And I love the Puffs, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Now they're going to be beige Puffs.
I mean, Starburst, Skittles, all those things. All your, like, your Fruit Loops are going to be all beige.
You know, I celebrated this last night with a big old bowl of dye.
Oh,
okay?
You did? What did you have?
I had the Fruity Pebbles.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a bowl the size of a football helmet. Okay, and I filled that sucker up and ate the whole thing. It was delicious.
So much for cutting out sugar.
Yeah. Just saying, I'm celebrating the announcement,
oh, gotcha,
you know, because I'm going to miss it when it's gone. You know, they say it's going to change everything with cakes and you know, the decorations that you put on cakes,
I
the
never
icings.
Thought about that.
Because all these icing, they all have the dyes in it, and if these other colors he come up with doesn't work out, it's going to make the you know, the displays very bland.
That is true, because cakes, I mean, that's a big deal.
It's huge.
Happy birthday shouldn't be written in beige.
On a black cake.
Right?
That's it. That's all we got, right? BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Thunderstorms likely today. Better chance tomorrow, in fact. They're saying hail in the forecast, too.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, Jamie talks about everything.
Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Be on the lookout today, Weld County, because you might get a tornado.
Yeah?
I mean, maybe. They're calling these today. They're saying today it's going to be like cyclone storms.
I think today, tomorrow, and Friday. They're saying tomorrow and Friday even a better chance, but it is in the forecast today, too.
Today. And he said that it's a cyclone, you know, and maybe even a tornado in the east.
This has to be so exciting for the Mountain Wave Weather guy,
sure,
John.
Yeah.
You know, he's studying to become an official meteorologist, you know?
Yep.
And then this being the really first day of spring storms, it's like opening day at the ballpark.
He's so excited.
For a weather guy.
So excited.
Yeah.
Hey, I know everybody has different algorithms and all that stuff, but is anybody seeing a ton, I mean a ton, of ads for different flip-flops? All I'm getting is flip-flop ads, and they're trying to tell me that some flip-flops are better than other flip-flops, and these are amazing. Are you guys getting any flip-flop ads? No.
Can't say I am.
No. My God. I'm just, and I haven't clicked on one, and I don't know why I'm getting all flip-flop ads.
I don't know.
That is so weird. All right, well, I'm all alone on my flip-flops.
I don't know.
It's just inundated with them. And they're trying to, like, tell me, like, they're orthopedic flip-flops out there. There are some that are like, these are the best flip-flops on the planet. They're just stupid flip-flops.
I do like the flip-flops. I've got them with the bottle opener.
The bottle opener on the bottom?
On the bottom. I mean, that comes in clutch most of the time.
It does come in clutch, brah.
You're at the beach. You're like, I really need a bottle opener. Wait, it's on my shoe.
I never need a bottle opener. Like, what are you drinking that you need? Trulies don't have bottle openers.
Well, I mean, that's true. Some beers do. Like Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Not Twist Off.
Yeah. You just use the corner of your cabinet. That's what you do. All right. Anyway, nearly half of the United States of America say social media has a mostly negative effect on people.
I would agree.
Yep. Let me just put that over there.
I would agree. All right. Right?
Dancing with the Stars has been renewed for season 34. Robert Irwin, which is Steve Irwin, you know, the crocodile guy.
Yeah.
His son is going to be on it. And I didn't realize this, but Bendy, his sister, she took on the mirror ball in 2015. Did you guys even remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember her being on it. I didn't know she won.
She won. Yeah. How's the show lasting for so long? It's kind of crazy. I mean, this is 34 seasons of Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
That is insane.
I think that it's just different. And that's what makes it last, I guess.
Kevin Costner was seen with a woman, a mystery woman, and everybody's like, uh-oh, I guess he's really not dating Jennifer Lopez after all. Oh, but we can all have a sigh of relief because apparently it was his personal assistant.
Did you know anything about this J-Lo rumor? I didn't.
They were seen together in Aspen, remember, over the holidays?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah, they were. They were seen over, and everybody's saying it, but I don't know.
You remember that?
I do remember that they were in Aspen.
Together.
They were seen together, but not together. I didn't feel like they were together. I just feel like there was a picture of them.
Well, she is one to bounce back quickly.
She does do that.
Yeah. And he is the kind of guy that could give her eighth ring.
Well, that's true.
Because he's got the money for it.
He does.
You know?
He's 70 years old, by the way. I didn't know he was 70. He looks great for 70.
He does look good.
He's all fit and stuff.
Yeah.
She's 55, so who knows? But they're saying Costner got people talking when he was spotted in December having a drink with Jennifer Lopez at a Western Apparel store. It's called Kimo Sabe's in Aspen.
I got to hand it to Kevin Costner. That's a good upgrade there. He went from Jewel to J-Lo.
Yeah.
Woo!
He did.
Well, that's a good training. Yeah.
It's like I was the yodeler on The Price is Right. But really, I was trying to be Jewel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember that little yodel guy? Yeah. That went up the mountain.
Yeah, went up the mountain.
And they fell off.
Yep.
Had the pickaxe.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah, I remember.
Yep. Let's see here. We told you earlier, I'll tell you again, Taylor Swift and Hugh Jackman are going to be subpoenaed this week as Blake Lively's legal spat continues with Justin Baldoni, and they say they are not happy about it at all.
You know, Taylor Swift, she's probably already texted Blake and said, look what you got me into. This is absolutely ridiculous that I have to be a part of this.
I know. It is ridiculous, by the way. This thing is just going to... How many years are we going to have to hear about this? It's going to go on and on forever.
It's going to be like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie getting divorced.
Yeah, I know we've said this before, but can you imagine their lawyer fees?
Right?
I mean, this has been going on forever.
I know. Forever.
Just end it.
They can't. They're both
just
too...
Just end
like,
it. They're too far in.
Yeah, they're too far in. They literally... let's see here. People Magazine unveiled their annual Most Beautiful Person edition on Tuesday. I didn't know they had a Most Beautiful Person
edition.
Me either.
That's new.
Yeah. Anyway, it's Demi Moore. She's 62, and it says that she had a life filled with trials and triumphs. Wasn't she an addict for a while?
I don't remember.
I feel like she was.
I feel like this is like a sympathy award for her.
Why? She's smoking hot.
Well, because of Bruce, you know, everything going on there. And,
you know what I mean?
Just kind of, she deserves it.
But she hasn't been with Bruce for years. She was with Ashton.
Yeah, but he hangs around still, you know. I mean,
she did have an addiction still, in her 20s, it looks like.
Yeah. Well, that's long enough that you forget about that.
Why are you doing that? What is this?
I don't know, but I'm just trying to sum up why she's the most beautiful person in the world. That's all.
Somebody said, wow, Jamie, you're super classy for taking bottle caps off on the count. I don't do that. It was a joke, you dumbass.
That is not a joke. You do that.
I would never do that. Do you know how bad that would be for your...
You've done it in the past.
At hotels.
Okay.
But not my own.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't do it in your own house.
You don't do your own house.
We've all done it.
At hotels.
Okay, we've all done... I've used the door jam in the car before.
What?
At the car, yeah.
You know, that's nice.
Boom.
Yeah.
pop one off Middle Tennessee. We use it all the time.
I could say I've never done that.
You could do it off of a tractor out in the field.
Really? Because you're a big tractor guy, aren't you?
Yeah. I've done it before.
I've been on a tractor, yeah. Jamie.
When you circle up the trucks in the yard.
No, I wasn't on the tractor. I was just drinking around it. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right. We told you also this one, but this is crazy. A-list stars are snubbing Meghan Markle. No one's picking up the phone, they're saying.
I feel bad for her.
I do, too.
I mean,
for not being able to get a guest on the
podcast.
Just
because you made some crappy jam doesn't mean you got to just ignore her.
Hey, she sold out of her jam and made millions. They're saying she made millions.
Gotta respect
she did
that.
Not make millions.
They're saying that.
That
she made millions.
She might have sold 5 jars.
Schmidel, will you look up the headline that says Meghan Markle made millions on her jam?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It sold out in like 5 minutes.
It did. Millions. I just put my pinky up to my mouth.
Millions.
Millions. That was an old reference, wasn't it? Remember, what was that from?
Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Dr. Evil.
Oh my God. One time my boyfriend and I, we had masseuses come over to the house and we were getting massages, and he had all these different songs going through, and we were getting massages. It was great. And the Austin Powers song comes on. What are you doing? Why is this on your compilation? I don't even know you. So not romantic. It was not romantic. It was
What'd
weird.
You find, Spadel?
I'm seeing that they were listed for $15 a piece and that they sold out in minutes. It doesn't say exactly how many were
not
sold.
Not millions, does it?
It does
I saw
say
the
that
headline yesterday. It said millions. It said she made millions on her jam.
I don't see one that says millions, but it does say they sold out in minutes.
I mean, you'd have to have a lot of jam to make millions, you know?
Like an entire warehouse.
Yeah.
Like a million?
Production.
Like a million of them.
You'd need a million.
Well, whatever, 15 divided piece. By, well, they're $15. I can't do the math on that, but, if I could.
It's like 100,000 about, something like that.
Oh, shut up. All right, anyway, A-list stars from Beyonce, Taylor Swift, they're snubbing her. No one's picking up the phone. She can't get anybody to do her podcast. It's really sad.
Wow.
Yeah. I was kidding. You don't have to shut up. Does his mic still work even if it's not on?
No.
Oh, they fixed it?
Yeah, they fixed it.
Aw, doggone it, Schmidel.
Yeah. We can turn him off.
No, it's fine. I'm just feeling sassy. Shannon Sharp, this whole thing is crazy, you guys. He made a statement. We're going to be able to see a film, I guess, of him and that girl together. Won't that be interesting?
Yeah, it's going to be at theaters everywhere.
Do you have his statement? Here's what he had to...
I do have a statement. He's talking about it being a shakedown, man. Yep.
To my family, friends, supporters, and colleagues, I want to speak to you directly and from the heart. This is a shakedown. I'm going to be open, transparent, and defend myself because this isn't right. This is all being orchestrated by Tony Busby, who has targeted Jay-Z. Tony Busby targets black men, and I believe he's going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape to try to make me look guilty and play into every stereotype you could possibly imagine. That video should actually be 10 minutes or so. Hey, Tony, instead of releasing your edit, put the whole video out. I don't have it, or I would myself. You know what happened, and you're trying to manipulate the media.
Sounds like he's bragging. I go more than 30 minutes. Yeah. I mean, 30 seconds. It's a 10-minute video.
Yeah.
I'm bragging.
Take it the whole 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would be humiliating if your family had to see that video.
Oh.
That would be bad.
What do you think ESPN's going to do with this guy? Are they going to put him on the sidelines until they figure this thing out, or what?
I don't know.
Almost have to. With all this information coming out, I think you almost have to say, hey, look, dude, we'll still pay you, but let's just, give it a break
for a
while.
It's sort of similar to that Jonathan Majors guy who was, part of the Disney series, right? He was accused of all that stuff, and they, just fired him immediately.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's your turn.
Do you not remember Jonathan Majors?
I don't remember any of it. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you saying, I'm trying to figure out what you're
There's
saying.
This guy,
are you saying
he was
he
part
should,
of the Marvel.
Hang on.
Sorry.
Are you saying he should be fired? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that's what Disney did, and they are the parent company for ESPN.
What
and
did they had, do?
There is this guy, Jonathan Majors.
I know, but what did
are
they do?
Are you saying they should fire him is what I'm asking?
Well, yeah, I don't think they should fire him because I don't believe that lady. But
they fired the other
guy. I'm telling you that Disney fired someone who had a similar situation, and he works for a company that is owned by Disney.
So he's getting fired.
Maybe. What? I don't know why I'm being confusing. How is this confusing?
Because I'm confused.
I went out last night. Yeah.
Jamie's got an excuse. I don't. Yeah. I don't understand you. Yeah. My point is this. I don't think they're going to fire him. I think they're going to put him on the sidelines and say, hey, Shannon, let's let this work out, and then we'll adjust this, and we'll figure it out. Okay?
Okay.
I'm just excited about the tape.
Yeah, me too. 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, but he wants to.
I don't know if I have enough memory on my phone for a 10-minute tape. I may have to get rid of some of Frog's apps.
My God.
I got to get rid of that Snake app because Daddy's got a new Snake app that's coming out.
Speaking of snake apps, did you guys see this? There's a golf course in California.
Did you just say, speaking of snake apps? Is that what I just heard?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, there's this couple in California, and they've been hooking up in the golf course parking lot.
Oh, I did see that.
Did you see that? This is so funny. A golf course in California has gone viral for a parking lot affair. Skylinx, a small family-friendly 9-hole course in California, is now in the social media spotlight after posting a very blunt PSA on Instagram. It says this: to the married woman in the black car and the guy in the silver car, please stop using our parking lot for your weekly hookups. The owners, included only a nickname Kiwi, confirmed that they've got the footage, but don't worry, they're not going to release it. They're not trying to destroy your life. They just don't want you to use our family-friendly parking lot to... Hide.
There's a term in golf called the 19th hole.
There is, yeah. And they actually said
that. You got to play them all.
And they actually said that. They said,
oh, they did?
This isn't the kind of hole in one we encourage.
There's so many puns here.
Right?
Right. Make your putter flutter.
BJ, Jamie, stop being so mean to that Schmidl.
We're not being mean to Schmidl. We're just asking him to clarify himself.
Yeah, but I was trying to clarify, and you didn't let me talk. You just kept interrupting me.
Go ahead. Clarify.
This Jonathan Majors guy worked for Disney.
Right. Right. Go ahead.
And he was in similar situation as Shannon Sharp.
Right.
And they canned him immediately.
Okay.
Before any court cases like finished up or anything, they were just like, see ya, dude.
Yeah.
So they should do the same thing to Shannon Sharp?
I was thinking that maybe they would because it's like the previous thing has happened before.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did anybody get any flip-flop ads?
All taken care of. Yeah.
Nobody else is getting flip-flop ads?
Nope.
Oh, that is so weird. Just
can't
me?
Figure it out.
Weird. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.